Attention all personnel, give me 60 seconds.
Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God. What baseball field are you showing up to today? And what game are you playing? Are you showing up to the field of righteousness and practicing it? Remember, when you practice something, it already infers you're not perfect at it. Right? Otherwise, why would you need to practice? So you practice righteousness of God, and nor the one who does not love his brother. And I love how John just throws that in. He's like, hey, if you can't forgive, you got a problem, people. Because the Spirit of God will always lead you towards forgiveness. One of the things that hit me as I was writing Living Reconciled was this fact. If we're at a dinner table, and I'm sitting across from my enemy at my dinner table, and we get food and we're chatting and we're whatever, I can either extract payments for that meal and make him pay, or I can pay for it myself. Neither of those are theologically correct. What I have to allow is Jesus to step in and take the tab. Now, if my enemy doesn't pay, it doesn't really matter because Jesus paid. And if my enemy says to me, if Brian doesn't pay, it doesn't matter because Jesus paid. And this is where we can practice righteousness. We don't try to get our justice from the person who caused that injustice. We get our justice because the price has been paid on the cross of Christ Jesus, and we have newness of life.
God's got this. Get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. Check us out at fpiw.org and fpiwaction.org.